Governor David Ige has extended Hawaii's mandatory quarantine for travelers arriving in the state through the end of July, meaning the local tourism industry will likely remain shuttered for the all-important summer season. Leaders around the state have been talking about the need to diversify away from tourism. In the latest installment of our series exploring how that could happen, today we're looking at agriculture. While there's long been talk about growing more food in Hawaii for sustainability, it's the economic impact of agriculture that's gaining attention lately. And when it comes to the finances of farming, there's one important thing to remember.
The purpose of agriculture is to make money, because if you don't make money, you're not growing food.
Nicholas Comerford is the dean of the College of Tropical Agriculture and Human Resources at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. According to federal figures, agriculture is annually worth around $560 million in Hawaii. That's less than 1% of state GDP. Farm jobs account for just under 1% of total employment in Hawaii. If policymakers want agriculture to be a bigger slice of the economic pie, they have to focus on increasing output on farms that are already successful businesses. Comerford says most Hawaii farms don't meet that threshold.
25% of our farms report less than $1,000 in annual sales a year. 12% of our farms report more than 90% of the annual sales.
What that means, according to Comerford, is that most farms in Hawaii aren't commercial operations. They aren't making enough money to have a significant economic impact. He calls those lifestyle farms. Two-thirds of local farms are less than 10 acres in size, according to USDA. Differentiating between commercial and lifestyle farms is significant. If government leaders want to make agriculture a bigger share of Hawaii's economy, they have to focus resources on farmers who are already commercially successful.
We need to work with those folks who already know how to farm. Once we find those people and we know what their limitations are, if we could match up those farmers with taking care of those limitations, then that's an obvious bringing it together.
Limitations come in the form of access to fresh water, land, having enough workers, or even damage from invasive species. Those are all constraints that government could help address, and thus expand agricultural output. So how do you assess which farmers show potential as entrepreneurs? Comerford has three criteria. Does the farm turn a profit? Is the farm environmentally sustainable over time? And is the farm contributing to the local economy?
They have to buy supplies at the grocery store, buy supplies at the hardware store. This kind of thing drives the economy of rural areas.
So are there enough Hawaii farms meeting those criteria to make an economic difference? Comerford says much of that is up to the farmers.
The possibility is there. The big question is how much can it actually do? And that's going to depend on the farmers, the people that know how to run a business and are looking to increase their business.
University of Hawaii economist Sumner LaCroix says that may actually be the most important limiting factor in expanding the role of farming in the economy.
We don't have a lot of people in the state who would like to be farmers. It's not clear that farmers are high-paying professions in the United States nowadays. There are only limited gains that really could be made as far as additional pay.
One possible way around that is the concept of value added. Not just growing crops, but turning them into something more valuable. Hawaii Island coffee farmers are familiar with that technique. They can make a lot more money selling roasted and packaged coffee beans compared to raw, unprocessed cherries. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.